Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, beautiful, radiant, lovely souls. Welcome to or welcome back to the Manifest With Me podcast. I am so happy and grateful that you are here. Like, I hope you guys know that you guys and gals are all so amazing. The fact that you're here just means that you are stepping into your power. You are ready and willing to create your best life. And it is my absolute honor to remind you that the universe, God, source, spirit is here to support you every step along the way, you guys. So friends, today we have a super, super exciting topic. We are going to be talking all about your success. And I am so ready for this. I just made my English breakfast latte with oat milk, some Hawaiian honey, just took my dog Kuma out for a walk, and now we are sat and ready to chat. I just realized that rhymed, you guys. Not my intention, but anyways, so back to your success. Let me just explain, because I know that that sounds super vague, but to help put it into perspective, I want you guys to think of like the ideal future that you're working towards. So maybe there's a big goal in mind for you. Maybe it's like starting a business, getting your first client, becoming an influencer. Maybe it's getting a promotion. Or maybe it's a certain lifestyle you're aspiring for, like having more than enough money in the bank account, living in the beautiful dream home, or traveling the world. Whatever it is, chances are this future definitely excites you when you think about it. It's something you really want to manifest. It's something you think would benefit you and make you happy. But there's also this part of you that's doubting whether it will happen or not, whether it's truly possible for you, or if so, when the heck is it going to show up already? So when you think of your future and what you're manifesting, I wouldn't be surprised if you guys have thoughts like, okay, when's it going to happen? Or why isn't it happening yet? Oh my gosh, what if it never happens? What do I need to do to make sure it freaking happens already? And things like that. Like, honestly, you guys, who can relate? I know that I definitely have moments where I notice myself going into a lack mindset and questioning literally everything and being like, universe, are you here? Hello, hello, answer me. And if so, you guys, that is okay. We're only human. It is totally normal. But this is why I wanted to do today's episode, so that we can shift not only your mindset, but also your energy towards your goals, your desires, and your manifestations, so that you can truly believe that what you desire is yours and that it is coming. And in this episode, I'm going to tell you guys exactly why that is the case. But before we get into the good stuff, I have some manifestation success stories that I want to share with you all. All right, friends. So our first story is from Misty. So last week, Misty wrote to me on Instagram saying, "Hi, Kira. First of all, I'm listening to your podcast episode 33 and just wanted to say that you are absolutely healing the collective consciousness through your work. Your podcast has touched me so deeply and has helped me manifest ever since I started listening." Thank you, Misty. Okay, she continues by saying, "About a month ago, I listened to the episode about asking for a sign and you told the story about seeing the green bird. Well, I forgot about it. Then the other day, I was feeling really down about my creative efforts and goals. I said, 'Universe, if I am on the right path, then please show me a carousel horse,' because it's super random. Well, of course, I forgot about it later that day, and I was pacing around this area on my lunch break while recording a video message for my friend. I decided to walk to a new spot, and I look up from my video only to see a children's-sized carousel outside of a daycare. Kira, I was so excited. I also saw a carousel horse propped up against an abandoned trailer near my apartment only a couple of days after that. So crazy. I also saw no fewer than 5 angel numbers yesterday, and I just knew I had to message you. Oh my gosh, Misty, that is so amazing. Like I always say, you guys, the universe can work in lightning speed. One of my favorite ways is just asking for a sign and speaking directly out loud to the universe, loud and clear. They can always hear you, okay, you guys? So thank you so much for sharing your story, Misty. If you guys are interested in connecting with her, she has a new YouTube channel called Misty, 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 where she talks about manifestations and scams. She says it's quite the combo, so feel free to check that out. And speaking of manifesting signs from the universe, I have another manifestation success story to share that happened to me last week. Okay, you guys, so I think it was last Tuesday, exactly like a week ago, I was on my way driving to North Hollywood to go to a brand event. I was going to a dinner for Babe Original and Lily Lashes, and I was really excited. And on my way to the event, like obviously conditions weren't that great. There were a ton of accidents. LA traffic is just wild. It was totally stop and go, red, like all the way there. I think it took me over an hour to get there. But for some reason, you guys, I was just in the freaking zone. I was feeling good. I was playing my playlist. I was listening to my podcast. Like, you know, when you just feel, as Abraham Hicks would say, tapped in, tuned in, turned on, like in alignment. I just felt like I was in a really receptive and intuitive mode, and I just had the inspired action to speak out loud to my spirit guides. So basically, I wanted to chat with them because I had been asking for a sign for the past 2 weeks and I hadn't seen it. But I realized I wasn't really asking, I was just kind of thinking about it, like, oh, universe, can you maybe please show me that? But instead, I was like, okay, no, you guys, we're gonna speak out loud. We are gonna directly connect to the universe. So I was like, okay, universe. I know that things have been challenging for me lately. I know that I've been going through so many ups and downs. I know that I have been put through the wringer, and I am trusting that this is all for a reason and that I am on the right path. I am trusting that everything that is meant for me will not miss me, that I am actually in such an amazing, abundant place in my life right now, and I just need some words of encouragement. So, universe, please show me a pink butterfly just to tell me everything is going well, we're on the right path. Things are going. So I said that out loud to the universe and I was like, okay, thank you, goodbye, continued on my journey, on my drive. And I just had a feeling, you guys, it's kind of hard to describe, but I had a feeling that I would see a pink butterfly at my dinner tonight. And there's no logical reason why I should be seeing a pink butterfly at this dinner. I was going to like a seafood restaurant. I don't know why there would be a pink butterfly at this dinner at all, but some little voice or feeling in my body just told me to wait. Okay, you guys? So, get to the dinner. It is so lovely meeting all the people from the brand side, meeting new friends. We sit down to eat, such a beautiful meal. And one of the marketing directors from the Lily Lashes brand comes and sits down to just like chat with us, introduce herself. And I was asking her a question about false eyelashes because I personally am really bad at putting them on. So, I wanted her expertise. And she goes in to my bag. So, we all get these like little goodie bags, and she pulls out one of the lashes to show me an example of what to do. And you guys, from my question, going into my bag, the first product she pulls out is a product called like the butterfly lashes, and it has pink butterflies all over the freaking packaging. And I just paused and I looked at her and I just smiled. She had no idea what I was smiling about. I was like giggling a little bit. And to her, it was probably like, oh yeah, this girl's so excited about these lashes. But I just said to myself internally, like, universe, you are so hilarious. Thank you for playing this game with me. But that was just such a beautiful sign, you guys. On the way back, I was just feeling so good. And honestly, it just kind of reminds us that, like, the universe is always there for you. The universe is always listening. Speak out loud to the universe, you guys. I'm honestly gonna do a podcast episode in the next couple weeks on like how to communicate with the universe, how to ask the universe for what you want, how to communicate with your guides, because you guys, I think we think it's a lot harder than it actually is. So I am so happy that I could share that story with you guys. So with that being said, friendly reminder to you all listening, if you have any manifestation success stories that you want to share, please DM them to me on Instagram. I would be so, so honored to share your story here. And you don't even freaking know how inspiring they are to all of us. So do not be shy. Your story carries so much positive impact, so much love, so much good energy, and I would be honored. My information is in the show notes. Please DM them to me on Instagram. All right, without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Okay, so one of my favorite quotes that you guys might have heard is from Catherine Zankina, aka Manifestation Babe, who is also such an amazing manifestation teacher, coach, and her story is just so incredible. So I highly recommend you guys check her out. But one of her all-time go-to sayings is that your success is inevitable. Let me just repeat that. Your success is inevitable. So let me just ask you guys this question. What if your success was not this distant, faraway fantasy dream, but an inevitable experience waiting for you? What if you never had to question if it was going to happen, if you were going to get there, but simply when it will happen, when you will get there? What if you woke up starting each day knowing that all your dreams, aspirations, and desires are inch by inch moving towards you, and you couldn't help but feel a sense of purpose, determination, and optimism when thinking about this? What if you knew that every challenge, every setback, every quote-unquote disaster that you've experienced was merely a stepping stone on your path to greatness, to freedom, to your desires? So you guys, what if you truly believed that all good things are not just on the horizon, but are already in the vortex making their way to you? Like, honestly, how would that feel? When I think about this, when I think about my success being this inevitable experience for me, just waiting for me, I cannot help but feel my mindset shift, feel my energy shift, and my entire being shift and align with the energy of abundance, with the energy of joy, freedom, love, gratitude, and all that good stuff. And you guys, I could honestly just stop this episode here because that's all you need to know, but I won't, because the challenge is that so many of us have resistance to this concept. So many of us don't believe that our success is inevitable. And what I mean by that is that throughout our lives, we've grown up hearing all these things like, you have to work your butt off to be successful. Dreams are just dreams. Be realistic, or only a few lucky ones will make it big. You're better off just walking the conventional path. But guess what? These are just thoughts that we have bought into. They do not have to be true. Let me repeat that. These are just thoughts that we have chosen to believe. They are not the truth. The fact that other people are living their dreams as we speak, the fact that other people, there is at least one person out in the world that has proven this belief wrong, means that it is not true. Remember, the truth is when there is not one shred of evidence that can counter that thing, okay? So all these things you think are true for you are simply just beliefs that we have been brought into, that we have held on to. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I can remember being told that life is this never-ending struggle and the odds are stacked against people like us ever since I can remember. And when you grow up believing these things, then of course these beliefs tend to stick around and they can put a cap on our potential. So it wasn't until I realized that these thoughts are just thoughts and I could begin to choose a new reality for myself that things started to change. So I really want you guys to be mindful of the thoughts and the beliefs that you have about your success that are no longer serving you. Because here's how I like to think of them. You have tons of thoughts that are like old, worn out clothes, that are like clothes that are no longer in style, okay? We're talking like fifth grade gauchos. They no longer fit, and it's time to toss them out and replace them with something better. And I am here to remind you that you have the power to question these beliefs, to rise above the status quo or the box that you were asked to fit yourself in. You have the power to create a new story for yourself. And in this story, success doesn't have to be all blood, sweat, and tears. It can be exciting. It can be satisfying. Our dreams don't just have to be wishful thinking. Instead, they can be roadmaps to our future. They can be glimpses of what is waiting for us. And success, you guys, isn't just for a lucky handful. It is up for grabs if we are willing to take a step forward and take it. Like, you guys, the universe will give you what you want. If you are willing to take one step forward, the universe will give you what you need to take the next step forward. So let's ditch those outdated beliefs and let's open our minds to the opportunities just waiting for us on the other side. So, for example, an analogy or a metaphor that I like to use is that imagine that you're standing on the edge of a cliff at the top of a mountain. Okay, so you're standing at the top of this mountain, you got to a point where you're at the edge of it, and you're gazing across and you see another mountain. And on top of this mountain across from you is where all your dreams, all your desires, all your manifestations are waiting for you. And when you see your desires across from you, it can be tempting to feel overwhelmed, to feel stuck, to not know how to make that leap and get to the other mountain. But here is the really cool part, you guys. The universe is like your ultimate adventure partner. It is standing by and it is ready to build a bridge for you so that you can make it across from your mountain to the other one. And where it starts is by you taking that first brave step to the edge of your cliff. Because as soon as you do that, the universe will drop down the first step of the bridge. And once you take the first step, it will drop down the second step, and then the third, and so on, as you keep moving forward, as you keep moving towards your desires. The issue is that most people don't, because they see the mountain across and they're like, okay, that's cool, but I can never get to it. Like, that seems like so much work. That seems like so much effort. It feels like it's going to take so long to complete. I don't even want to get close to the edge because I'm scared I'm going to fall. Even if the first step did appear in front of me, like, what about the second step? I don't know. I'm scared. I don't want to fall off the edge of the cliff. I don't want to get hurt. I'm just going to stay where I am. But you guys, if you are willing to make the first step, then you will quickly find yourself strolling across that bridge, heading straight for the mountain of your desires. You thought initially that you might have to climb down and start from scratch or hack your way through this like foresty jungle, but no, the universe was just waiting for you to show up at the cliff's edge, and it was ready to build that bridge of opportunities for you one step at a time. So let this be your sign to let go of those old beliefs, to get to the edge, to get uncomfy, to face your fears, to look down at the bottom and be like, oh shoot, this is really effing scary, but I'm gonna move forward anyways. And watch the universe work its magic when that happens, you guys. Watch the universe turn your dream mountain into your reality mountain. Because at the end of the day, the universe has your back. It's got a whole toolbox of steps just waiting for you. So what I'm trying to say is that it is never too late to rewrite your own story, and that success isn't just achievable, it can be a sure thing. Okay, friends? So I want you to think of something where you're questioning whether it will happen or not. Something that when you think about it, it might make you both excited but also anxious because you don't 100% believe that it's gonna happen. And then I want you to ask yourself, where are these thoughts coming from? Are they coming from a place of love or from a place of fear? Are they coming from a place of lack or a place of abundance? At the end of the day, our thoughts come from our higher self or they come from our ego. So ask yourself, what would love say in this situation? What would your higher self say in this situation? What would the version of you who knows that your success is inevitable say about your situation? And if you guys are struggling with this, then let me just share with you all what my higher self says during these moments where I question my path and whether I can quote unquote make it or not. Number one, your higher self is saying to you that the universe would not give you the desire if it wasn't capable of seeing it through. Which means that whatever you want it because you were meant to have it. So when you think about it, the fact that you have this desire in the first place is like a powerful message from the universe itself. It's like the universe telling you, hey, I wouldn't have even given you this desire, placed it in your heart, if I didn't know you were fully capable of bringing it to life. Like, you guys, your desires aren't just random thoughts or random whims. They have a purpose. They're a part of your unique journey, and they are planted in you so that you have a roadmap for what you're meant to achieve, for what you're meant to experience or contribute in this world. The universe doesn't play favorites. It believes in your potential to realize these dreams, and it is exactly why you have this desire in the first place. So when you feel that you are very passionate about something, that you really want something to manifest, that you feel like you're super connected to a dream or an idea, know that it's not by accident. It is a sign that you are meant for it. It is a sign that you came here with the skills, with the desire, with the potential to make it happen. Your desires are just guideposts. They are just signs on the path of your life, and they're encouraging you to follow them with trust and with confidence. So I want you guys to really trust that the universe wouldn't have given you these desires if it didn't know that you are more than capable of turning them into a reality. Like, you are just a channel for the universe to expand. You are a channel for the universe to realize itself. You are one with the universe. You are connected to the divine consciousness. And the sooner you realize that, the easier it is going to be for you to step into your power and start realizing that all these things are with you for a reason, and you're so much more capable, so much more powerful, so much more worthy than you think. Like, this is a hill that I will die on, you guys. I will repeat this and repeat this and repeat this until I cannot do so anymore. Okay, so number two, the second thing that your higher self wants you to know is that what is meant for you will not miss you. So I want you guys to think of it like this way. The universe operates like a UPS or a FedEx person. It ensures that your package of your manifestations, your package that holds all your desires, is going to be delivered to your doorstep no matter what. No matter rain, no matter snow, no matter sunshine, earthquake, tsunami, does not matter, it's gonna get there. There might be some curveballs along the way, but it's gonna get there, okay? Because it's like a divine GPS that's gonna recalibrate your path to bring you to the places, the people, and the opportunities that are specifically meant for you. So even when it seems like you're on the quote unquote wrong path in life, even when it seems like you've missed an opportunity, you've taken a detour, you've hit a roadblock, I want you guys to know that the universe is simply guiding you towards your destination through a different route. Okay, there's so many ways to get to where you want to go. That's why when you plug in a location on Google Maps, you're going to get like three routes immediately. And depending on where you go, it's going to change into a different route and a different route and a different route. And sometimes when you're midway onto the route you thought was the right one for you, Google Maps is going to be like, oh, we found one that's better. That's actually going to get you there faster. We found one that's going to avoid an accident. That is exactly what is happening. So with this in mind, how can you release the need to control every aspect of your life? How can you surrender to the universe? How can you trust that the universe is working behind the scenes to ensure that what is meant for you will never miss you? Okay? Your only job, you guys, your only job is to stay open. Stay open, trust, and be ready to receive. Okay? The universe will always find a way to deliver the gifts, experiences, and opportunities that are meant for you. What is meant for you will not miss you. And something that I really love to do is I like to say a little prayer to the universe when I am really questioning this at times, because obviously that's normal. We're human. We're going to question. We're going to self-doubt. Ego's going to come out. But what you're going to do during those times is you are going to be like, universe, please make it so that what is meant for me, there is no possible way that it will miss me. What is meant for me, there's no possible way that I will not receive it. Thank you, so it shall be, so it is done. Number three, the third thing your higher self would want you to know is that the only moment you have is the present. So freaking embrace it, okay? Look at yourself right now. Stop looking towards the past, stop looking towards the future. What you have right now is the present moment. Everything that you're looking for is in the present moment, okay? And you guys know this, like success isn't something you find by constantly searching or seeking it in the future. It is something that you can actually embrace right here, right now. So imagine that success isn't like this distant island that you're hoping to reach someday. It is actually the very water that you're swimming in as you are currently navigating life's currents, life's waves, being taken here, being taken there. Success is in the now. Success is in the experiences that you are having right here today. And as cliche as this sounds, success is really about the process. It's about the journey, not just the destination. So waiting for success is like standing at the train station but never getting on the train. You're going to be stuck in this perpetual state of anticipation, and all you'll manifest is more waiting. Instead, how can you carpe diem? How can you seize the moment, embrace the opportunities before you, and recognize that success can be woven into your daily experiences? Because success is in the small compounding experiences. It's in the small compounding efforts. It's in the lessons you learn, the growth you achieve, and the love that you share. We like to think that our success is going to be like this one giant event in the future, but it's actually the little tiny daily occurrences that add up and cumulatively add up over time that is going to create this like change where all of a sudden you're going to reach a point in your life and you're not even going to know that you have quote unquote reached success because it was so organic. It was so natural for you, where now when you look back at your life, I'm sure you can look back and imagine, oh wait, I am freaking living in my dream life that, you know, 5 years ago version of me asked for, or that like a 10 years ago version of me asked for. Like, I am living in the dream place that I wanted to be in. I am driving the car that I once wanted so freaking badly. Like right now, you don't realize those things because it just kind of happened, but it didn't actually happen. It was in those small compounding efforts. So you guys, what I'm trying to say is that don't postpone your dreams for a future that is uncertain. You can create success in the present moment, and you will find that the journey itself is a huge reward. And in doing so, you also magnetize even more success into your life. Because success is not a destination, you guys. It is a way of life. And with that being said, that is a perfect segue into number four, the thing your higher self wants you to know. Super important, you guys. So powerful is that you are successful. You are successful. You do not have success. You are the perfect picture definition of success. Let me just repeat that. You do not have success. You are success. So this is something that my coach, Marley, repeated on one of our last group coaching calls. And I was like, oh my God, yes, you said that so perfectly. Like that one sentence, I swear it can change lives. So I'm not taking credit for that. That is Miss Marley Rose Harris's wisdom. And let me just share with you guys what that means to me. So if you think about it, like, do you actually know the odds that you were born here in this lifetime, in this human body, as a human on Earth? That is so freaking rare, you guys. This is like, you just being here is a cosmic lottery win. And you being here with this infinite intelligence where your legs can just walk for you. You don't have to tell your legs right or left. Your lungs just breathe for you. The words just come out of your mouth. Like, things just happen for you in so many ways. The sun rises for you. The sun sets for you. Plants make oxygen for you. Like, what is this world if you think about it? You are the picture perfect definition of success. The fact that you are a successful life form, the fact that you were the successful egg or the successful sperm, and that you successfully made it through the trials and tribulations of the womb and are here as a human, the most elite species on Earth, when you could be a freaking cockroach. Like, what is that, you guys? That is success to a T. So success, you guys, is not this elusive thing that you are chasing. It is who you are. It is in your DNA. Like, you being here is the only evidence you need for that to be true. I mean, out of all outcomes in the universe, you're here right now, listening to these words, breathing in the same air that the people you look up to the most are breathing, living on the same planet. That is no small thing, you guys. Your existence is a testament to the incredible potential within you. So success isn't about just achieving these external milestones. Success isn't about what is outside of you. It's about recognizing your worth. It's about embracing your uniqueness. And it's about making the most of this incredible opportunity called life. You are not merely having success. You are living it, you are breathing it, you are embodying it. The fact that you exist in this vast, like magnificent universe is a testament to your success story. So even if you did nothing in life, you are success. So celebrate yourself, celebrate your journey, and celebrate the gift of you being alive. You are a walking, talking, breathing miracle, and that, my friend, is the essence of success in its purest form. And at the end of the day, we all share the same fate. Whether you are quote unquote rich, poor, good, evil, whatever you do, whether you build, like whether you're a Bill Gates, whether you are just, you know, a bum on the street, it does not matter. We all share the same fate. So what do you want to do in this short period of time that we are here as mere perfection, as individual extensions of the universe? Do whatever the heck you want to do, okay? So friends, that is all I had for you today. Bottom line is that your success, it's going to happen. Whether you like it or not, it will find you. Sure, you can speed it up, you can take a different route, you can do this, do that, but just remember, you are success. You are living, breathing success. And once you realize that, success has no choice but to come to you. It has no choice but to come back to its source, and that is you. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, I would be so grateful if you could rate, review, and or share the podcast with someone who you think would benefit. If you guys share on social media, don't forget to tag me so I can celebrate your experiences. Thank you all so, so much, and I will talk to you all next week.